Arthur and Buster were walking up the school steps one morning when an angry voice shouted behind them.
Arthur? Arthur Reed!
Arthur turned. Buster turned, too. The voice belonged to Francine. She was charging toward them. Muffy and Sue Ellen were with her.
What's up? Asked Arthur.
Francine folded her arms.
I'll tell you what's up. You told everyone I looked like a marshmallow.
I did?
Buster nodded.
Don't you remember, Arthur? She was wearing that goofy sweater, the one that puffs up everywhere.
Oh, that sweater.
Arthur remembered it now. It had padded shoulders and wool that fluffed out like frosting.
You'd better say you're sorry, said Francine.
Or what?
Said Buster. Francine ignored Buster and stared Arthur in the eye.
Or else you're gonna get it.
Oh, yeah? Said Buster. You can't talk to Arthur that way.
Francine tossed her head and continued up the steps. Muffy and Sue Ellen did the same.
I guess we told them, said Buster.
We? Said Arthur.
You don't have to thank me,
said Buster, putting his arm around Arthur's shoulders.
That's what friends are for.
Arthur just sighed. A little while later, when he went into class, he could feel himself being glared at.
This is all your fault, he said to Buster.
Buster wedged himself into Arthur's seat.
My fault, he said. You're the one who called Francine a marshmallow.
And you're the one who talked so tough.
I was just standing up for you.
I think it might be better if I stood up for myself. A folded note flew through the air and landed on Arthur's desk. He unfolded it and read it aloud quietly.
This is your final warning. You are...
Buster grabbed the note out of Arthur's hand.
In big trouble, he continued, and I mean big.
He paused.
I think that's a skull and crossbones.
He stopped to think.
That's not a good sign.
Arthur turned around and looked at Francine. She was still glaring at him. Muffy and Sue Ellen were glaring at him, too.
Attention, please, said the teacher, Mr. Ratburn, from the front of the room. Buster, perhaps you would consider taking your own seat?
Buster pulled himself out of Arthur's chair and zipped back to his own.
Now, Mr. Ratburn continued, standing at the blackboard, let's get started. Have you ever wondered what makes a hero or heroine? Are people born brave and generous, or do they become this way later on?
The kids all looked at one another. They were puzzled. Were they supposed to answer the question? Or was Mr. Ratburn just talking to himself? He did that sometimes.
Anyway, Mr. Ratburn went on, that's what I want you to think about this weekend.
Everyone groaned.
Please prepare an oral report on the hero or heroine of your choice. You'll be working in pairs.
Mr. Ratburn consulted his notes.
Binky, you're with Sue Ellen. Muffy, you'll be working with Buster.
He named some other pairs.
And Arthur, you're teamed with Francine.
Arthur glanced at Francine. She looked like she was going to die. He sighed. It was going to be a very long weekend.